Okay,
All right, thank you. So I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Adeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, Mira Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggard, Chairman of the Board. I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, Board Member.
Thank you. Waylon Myers.
I'm Waylon Myers, Board Member.
All right, Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, Board Member.
And Greg Haggard, Chairman. Excuse me. Thank you. So 1.3, the Adeo Charter School Board of Directors determines in accordance with Government Code Section 5493E1B that meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4th, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of directors to meet safely in person, and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361, that requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953B3. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.3.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. So I'm going to call for the vote. So Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. 1.4, establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.4?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.4.
Christina, would you like to alternate with me on these?
I can try. I second that motion.
All right, thank you. So Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Thank you. Waylon Myers.
Aye.
Christina Stevens.
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 1.5, the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. 1.6, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval with this recommendation from Mary Bixby?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 1.6, approval of the agenda.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
I'm Greg Haggard, is aye. That passes unanimously. So 2.0, public comment. For items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. So 2.1, the non-agenda item public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
We've been made aware of none.
Thank you. And hearing none, I'll move along to 2.2, agenda items public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that do appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items?
None that we know.
Thank you. And hearing nothing, we'll move along to 3.0, the consent agenda. All matters listed Under the consent agenda, considered by the board to be routine and will be approved or enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there'll be no discussion of these items prior to the board votes on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. And we see them there. Do I have a motion for approval of the consent agenda item 3.11, 3.1.3?
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve the consent action items under 3.1, 3.1.1, 3.1.2, and 3.1.3.
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you. Laura, may I have your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Thank you. Wayland? I think you're on mute, my friend.
Yep, I am. Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So we're on the action items here at 4.0. And the first up, 4.1.1, consider approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 1st, 2021 to June 30th, 2022. Lynn, would you give us a report on that, please?
Yes, thank you, sir. The unaudited actuals for Day Charter School 2 is shown on pages 23 to 28. Odeo 2 closed the fiscal year 21-22 with P2 ADA of 229.96. The total revenues is $4.367 million, and the total expenditures is $4.480 million, with a net result of operations of a negative $113,511. Please note that the school must meet expenditure threshold to meet the regulation requirements. When the school opened in for the fiscal year 21-22, the beginning fund balance is $2.338 million. Although it closed the fiscal year with a negative $113,511, the ending fund balance as of June 30, 2022 is $2.224 million. Of this amount, $477,000 is fixed assets. This means that $1.747 million is the net liquid assets, and it's the net fund balance.
Very good. Thank you. Mary, is there anything? Oh, I'm sorry, Lynn, were you done? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, thank you.
Lynn, anything, or Mary, anything to add to that?
No, recommend approval. We have a plan for increasing enrollment at that site. That one is a challenge.
Okay, so I entertain a motion to approve 4.1.1.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 4.1.1.
Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 4.2.1, same thing for Odeo Charter School 3. Lynn, please.
Yes, thank you. The unaudited actuals for Odeo Charter School 3 is shown on pages 29 to 34. Odeo 3 closed the fiscal year 21-22 with a P2 ADA of 118.95. The total revenues is $2.295 million. The total expenditures is $2.309 million. Which gave a net result of a negative for operations of $14,434. A school expenditure threshold to meet regulation requirements. When the school opened the fiscal year 21-22, the beginning fund balance is $998,000. The ending fund balance of June 30, 2022 is $984,000. Of this amount, the net asset is $310,634 is fixed asset, so which means that $673,522 is the liquid asset for this school. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, anything to add?
No, the same thing as Odeo 2. These are both very small schools, so it's challenging. I'm meeting tomorrow with the principals of those schools, and we're reviewing a plan to enhance the enrollment. Although we're limited, at least in one of those, we have a cap. We can only get so big. So that's a challenge. But those are the two schools that we really have to focus on in terms of enrollment.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion to approve 4.2.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 4.2.1.
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Thank you. Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Thank you. Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 4.3.1, we're on to Adel Valley Charter School. Lynn, please.
Yes, thank you. The Adel Valley Charter School started its operations, if you recall, which is the fiscal year of 21-22. We cured the Moreno Valley, so now Adel Valley is its own schools. Adel Valley closed the fiscal year on its first year of operations with a P2ADA of 245.79. The total revenue is $3.319 million, and the total expenditures is $3.212 million, with a net result of operations of $107,763. When the school opened the fiscal year of 21-22, it has a beginning fund balance of $1.59 million. The ending fund balance as of June 30, 2022 is $1.699 million. Of this amount, $150,746 are the fixed assets, which means that $1.548 million is liquid assets. It denotes that the school is fiscally solvent in its first year of operations. Thank you.
Very good. Nice job. Thank you. Well, that's a lot of work.
Very nice.
Mary, anything you wanted to add to that?
No, nothing.
Thank you. Then a motion to approve, please.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 4.3.1.
Thank you.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Great. Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Thank you. And Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard votes aye. So that passes unanimously. We're on to unaudited actuals for Grossmont Secondary.
Yes, thank you. The unaudited actuals for Grossmont Secondary School, which is shown on pages 46 to 51, the school closed the fiscal year 21-22 with a P2ADA of 329.74. Total revenues generated for the year is $5.641 million, and the total expenditures is $4.456 million, with a net result of operations of $1.186 million. When the school opened the fiscal year of 21-22, the beginning fund balance is $3.221 million. The ending fund balance as of June 30, 2022 is $4.842 million. Of this amount, $186,185 are fixed assets. This means that $4.656 million is the liquid assets. It also denotes that Grossmont Secondary School is fiscally solvent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mary, any additional comment?
No, none.
Thank you. And entertain a motion to approve 4.4.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 4.4.1.
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, may I have your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Aye. Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. We're on to Miras Secondary School. Lynn?
And yes. Just a reminder, this is the first time that you're approving for Miras Secondary School since the merger. Adeo Corp has absorbed Miras Secondary School. So it's part of your financial report now. Lynn?
Yes, thank you. The unaudited actuals for Miras Secondary School are also shown in pages 52 to 57. Miras closed the fiscal year 21-22 with a P2ADA of 322.14. The school generated revenues for the fiscal year of $5.061 million, with the total expenditures of $4.835 million, thereby giving a net result of operations of $225,555. When the school opened the fiscal year for 21-22, the beginning fund balance is $3.811 million. The ending fund balance as of June 30, 2022 is $4.037 million. Of this amount, $288,218 are the fixed assets, which means the $1.748 million is liquid assets. This mirrors also for the operations of mirrors. It denotes that the school is fiscally solvent. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And Mary, any other comments other than the one that you gave us? We're happy to have mirrors. We just, I just feel like we just stole them away, but we're happy to have them in under the fold here. So I'll entertain a motion to approve 4.5.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 4.5.1.
Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
And Greg Haggardus, aye. That passed unanimously. So 4.5.2 is consider approval of the salary schedule effective September 1st, 2022 for the following positions. And is 4.5.2.1 teacher, 4.5.2.2 compliance specialist registrar. Mary, can you help us with that a little bit?
Yes, we endeavor to keep our staff compensation levels 5% above salary scale. And so to maintain that, this new salary scale is being proposed to the board, and I recommend approval.
Thank you. And I would entertain a motion to approve exactly that, 4.5.2.1 to 2.2.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 4.5.2.1 and 4.5.2.2.
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura, may I have your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Aye. And Greg Haggard votes aye. That passes unanimously. So 4.6.1, run to Sweetwater and the unaudited actuals. Lynn, please.
Yes. The unaudited actuals for Sweetwater Secondary School are shown on pages 63 to 68 of your board packet. The school closed the fiscal year 21-22 with a P2ADA of 354.35. The school generated total revenue of $5.673 million, and the total expenditures is $4.825 million, with the net result of operations of $848,278. When the school opened the fiscal year of 21-22, the beginning fund balance is $2.760 million. The Sweetwater Secondary School ending fund balance as of June 30, 2022 is $4.043 million. Of these amounts, $795,747 are the fixed assets, which means $3.247 million is liquid assets. This also denotes that that Sweetwater Secondary School is fiscally solvent. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that detailed report and all the information that you provided in the board packet is very helpful and concise and easy to understand. How about that? I really appreciate the format. So I will entertain a motion to approve 4.6.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 4.6.1.
It's my turn. Wayland Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And then may I have your vote, Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Wayland?
Wayland Myers, aye.
And Christina?
Christina Stevens, aye.
Greg Haggard is an aye, so that passes unanimously. Thank you for pulling this meeting together and giving us this information, because if we don't have this part figured out, the wheels fall off of the education bus. So we really appreciate everything that you're doing and the manner in which you do it. So thank you for that. Any other board comments or announcements?
I would just like to share that. Thank you for your responsiveness in terms of meeting in the past, and the policy still exists where I can authorize these, approve them, these reports, and then you ratify them later. But just in the interest of having the board be obviously involved in every step of the way, we've sort of changed our approach so that the board is approving it rather than ratifying it. So we appreciate your time. We did try to combine it to the last board meeting, but finance needed just a few more days to bring together all the data. So thank you. And that may occur again next year. It depends on the timing. So thank you once again for making yourself available. And we did try to be as concise as possible. Just a reminder that at the end of October, we're having tours where we'll be touring staff so they can view all the sites, which is going to take days and days. If board is interested, that's fine. You may join us then, or we can arrange a special tour for you at any time. I think you're familiar with many of the sites, and it's quite a trip to visit all the sites for Audeo, because you know we're in Palm Desert, we're in Hesperia, we're all over the place. But we are available if you decide that you'd like to take a couple of days to tour all our sites. That's all. Thank you once again. Stay cool.
Thank you. And it is fun to go to the other sites. And we used to have board meetings at different sites, which I miss, where we'd pick a different site and kind of roam around. And they're all different and they're all exciting. And they don't remind me of any place I ever went to school. So I really like them. So with that, we're on to adjournment 6.0. Unless there's anything else, I would call for a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Christina Stevens, I second that motion.
Thank you. Then I will call for your vote, Laura.
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon.
Waylon Myers, aye.
Thank you. And Christina.
Christina Stevens, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passed unanimously. It's a wrap. Thank you, everybody, for your hard work. Much appreciated. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.